This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement will act as force multiplier to support the global economy. Addressing the India Global Forum UK-India Week in London yesterday, Mr. Goyal said free trade agreement with the United Kingdom is the most comprehensive agreement that India has entered into so far. The minister reached the UK on a three-day visit to review the preparedness of both countries for the implementation of the India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, which will enter into force from 15th of next month. Mr. Goyal added that the agreement will further integrate both countries into global value chains and open new avenues for economic cooperation and growth. PM Modi will be on a state visit to Seychelles from 27th to 29th of this month to attend the Global Jubilee celebrations of the National Day of Seychelles as the guest of honour. PM last visited Seychelles in 2015. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that a contingent of the Indian Defence Forces along with two Indian Navy ships will participate in the celebrations. During the visit, PM will hold talks with President of Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Hermini, and review the full spectrum of bilateral cooperation and exchange views on regional and international issues of mutual interest. Prime Minister will also address the National Assembly of Seychelles and interact with members of the Indian diaspora. Venezuela's National Assembly President Jorge Rodriguez announced that the death toll from two powerful earthquakes has risen to 188 people, with 1,520 others injured and 200 still trapped. Mr. Rodriguez stated that at least 2,927 families lost their homes after powerful back-to-back 7.2 and 7.5 magnitude earthquakes struck around 160 kilometers west of the capital, Caracas. The second earthquake was the strongest to hit Venezuela since 1900. He added that 250 buildings, primarily in La Guaira, have been damaged or destroyed. Meanwhile, Venezuela's acting president, Delcy Rodriguez, has declared a state of emergency. Addressing the nation, Ms. Rodriguez announced the suspension of classes and non-essential activities until further notice. She also activated the public and private health networks in the most affected areas. Acting President Rodriguez has acknowledged India's solidarity following the earthquakes, stating that it aligns with the spirit of cooperation between the people of India and Venezuela in times of difficulty. She welcomed PM Modi's remarks, in which he expressed condolences and India's willingness to support relief efforts in the wake of the earthquakes' severe consequences. UP government has taken strict action in the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Tirth Kshetra donation case, with the first FIR registered against 8 named accused and other unidentified persons following recommendations by the special investigation team. The FIR with crime number 90/2026 names Avinash Shukla, Anukalp Mishra, Lavkush Mishra, Manish Kumar Yadav, Karunesh Pandey, Ramashankar Mishra, Subhash Srivastava and Sri Ram Shankar Yadav alias Tinnu, along with other unidentified accused. National Testing Agency has opened a window yesterday for candidates to challenge the provisional answer keys for the NEET 2026 re-exam, which was held on the 21st of this month. In a social media post, the NTA announced that the answer keys are now available at www.neet.nta.in. Students can challenge questions for a fee of 200 rupees per question until the 28th of this month. This fee is fully refundable if the challenge is accepted. In the ICC Women's T20 World Cup, India defeated Bangladesh by 5 wickets in a Group A clash in Manchester, England. After winning the toss and electing to bat first, Bangladesh posted 136 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, India comfortably overhauled the target, losing 5 wickets in 16.5 overs, riding on Shefali Verma's 53 runs off 34 balls. Shefali Verma was adjudged player of the match. In the US Open Badminton Tournament, Indian players Tanvi Sharma, Devika Sihag and Kidambi Srikanth have advanced to the singles pre-quarterfinals events in Fullerton. And that is the end of this news bulletin.